This is episode 448, How to Feel More Confident with Lynn.
Welcome to Over It and On With It. I'm your host, Christine Hassler, and for over a decade, I've been a life coach, speaker, and author. Each week, you'll hear me work directly with a caller as I coach them through a goal they want to accomplish or an obstacle they may be facing. I'll provide a blend of practical and spiritual advice, as well as tangible actions you can apply to your own life. Now, let's get on with the episode.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Quick ask from me, if you haven't left a rating and review for the show, I would so appreciate it if you did. Doing a rating just takes a second. If you have a moment to leave a review, I'd love that so much. I read the reviews. I'm so grateful for them. And the reviews also really help other listeners know whether the podcast is right from them. Like, this is a review that someone wrote in February. The podcast came to me at just the right time. I'd been asking for freedom from my story and to be open to a different way of being and living in my life. This podcast has opened a door to work I've never really understood or done. I've done all the other things, diet, lifestyle, meditation, spiritual work, but still circled around the same patterns and occurrences in my now 45 years of living. This work is really allowing me to walk back through my life and address the beginning patterns and emotions that built the foundation of who I am, so I can truly change my story and my life. And that's just one of many super generous reviews. So thank you, everyone. Like I said, I read everyone. I appreciate them so much. So today's show is about confidence, and I love the topic of confidence. You'll hear how I define it and how I talk about how we develop it. And confidence is such an important thing. Without feeling confident, we miss out on so much of our life. First, we just miss out on enjoying our life because insecurity haunts us. And we often miss out on really doing things we want to do because we're not feeling confident enough. So as you're listening to this episode, consider, do you struggle with confidence? Do you feel insecure? Is there something about you that you feel like if it could just change, then all of a sudden you'll feel confident? Maybe it's physical appearance or your financial status or fill in the blank. Do you compare yourself to other people? And finally, did you have the validation and confidence building as a child that we really do need from our parents? So keep these questions in mind as you listen to my coaching call with Lynn. Before we dive in, I want to thank my sponsor for this week. I love non-toxic living. It's so important to me, especially because we live in an ever-increasing toxic world. There's so many things we just can't avoid. So when we can lower the toxic impact in our home, we want to do it. That's why I love Caraway Cookware. Caraway products are made without any toxic materials, all the PFs, PTs, PFs, all those hard to pronounce chemicals. And their ceramic, naturally slick surface means minimal oil or butter for those slide off the pan eggs and easy cleaning. There's so many collections to explore. Their iconic cookware set, this is the one I have, comes with the saute pan, fry pan, Dutch oven, and saucepan, plus lids for all of them, and magnetic pan rack for storage. It's the ultimate kitchen setup and will save you $150 versus buying all the items individually. Plus, if you visit carawayhome.com/Christine, that's carawayhome.com/Christine, you can take an additional 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for my listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/Christine or use promo code Christine at checkout. All right. And now on to my coaching call with Lynn. Lynn, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Thank you. I was just trying to figure out where I kind of wanted to go with this. And the main thing that's been coming up the most is self-confidence. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's probably a good place for me to start.
So you're not feeling self-confident and want to know how to feel more self-confident?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, how do you define confidence?
That's a good question. I guess just not being scared to put myself out there. And for example, like I've been doing travel advising for the past year. And part of that is, you know, selling myself on that. And I know I've only been doing it for a year, so it takes time to build it up, but I've still had a hard time like putting it on social media and like putting my name out there to sell myself. And That's been tricky for me.
Okay. So has confidence always been a thing?
I think so. I think it probably comes from some things from my childhood. It's kind of what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay. Well, tell me more.
So there's a lot of divorce in my family, and my parents were divorced when I was about 8. And my dad, for whatever reason, tried very hard to have a relationship with my sister and I, even though he lived in the same town and it was supposed to be an every other weekend sort of custody arrangement. We hardly ever saw him. We saw him maybe holidays and birthdays. So it just wasn't as often. And, you know, that I heard one side of the story, heard my mom's side of the story, and sometimes she would talk bad about him. And as I've gotten older, I've realized that that probably affected the relationship too. Mm-hmm. But I just think he was kind of emotionally unavailable. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you think missing that really, like, I'm proud of you, I'm present energy from your father, the masculine role in the house? Mm-hmm. How do you think that impacted you?
I think it did, because then my mom got remarried to my stepdad, who had a temper and was abusive in many ways. And so I witnessed that. And so I think not having my dad there, but then having that bad influence made an impact. And yeah, just not feeling like my dad was there for us. And I mean, he was, but it was pretty rare. And like I said, he lived in the same town. So it was weird that we didn't see him more.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of feelings of not safety and not being seen. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's helpful to understand the why. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you've done that. What I would really love to support you with is the how. Because if we sit here and just keep unpacking why, I don't know. One, I feel like you've done that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And two, it's like, will it change anything? So part of what, to me, how I define confidence is radical self-acceptance, period.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. when you have radical self-acceptance, and I use the word radical intentionally, then it's just like, there's nothing you need to change about yourself. And because anytime we don't feel confident, there's a belief that something's wrong with us in some way. There's a belief that if only I lost 10 pounds, then I'd feel confident. If only I was more extroverted, then I'd feel confident. If only my dad had given me praise, then I'd be okay. You know, there's so many if-then statements that make confidence conditional. But when we step into radical self-acceptance, confidence becomes unconditional. It's not based on anything. It's not mm-hmm. based on any result either. So the question I want to turn back to you is, what about yourself are you not accepting? What about yourself are you judging? So much so that is making you feel not confident.
That's a hard question. I think I'm good with how, like, the way I look and everything, but there's definitely some things there that come up as far as, like, looks. And I'm getting older. I'm 42, and sometimes that can be hard. You know, I'm trying not to, like, let age define me or let it affect me in any way, but it does. And we start to, when I find I compare myself to others. And so I have to, you know, self-reflect and stop myself from doing that. And I love the quote that says, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I try to remember that. And that's what I'm trying to teach my kids too. So I have to practice what I preach, right?
Yeah. 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 So let me ask you another question, because I'm trying to get you out of your analytical mind and more in thinking about possibility. So if I can wave a magic wand and fix one thing about you, and I'm using the word fix intentionally, I don't think there's anything you need to fix. I don't believe you're broken, but you on some level do. So we're going to use the word fix. If I had a magic wand, Lynn, and I could say, okay, I'm going to wave this magic wand and fix or change this one thing. I'll even give you two things. Well, actually, why don't I be a genie? I'll give you three things. What would they be?
Three things.
Three things. Three wishes.
Okay. My nose.
Okay.
My mommy belly.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of a third.
It could be something personality wise. It could be, you know, a belief system you have. It doesn't have to be physical.
Doesn't have to be physical looks. Okay. Nope. Then just being more outgoing, not being so shy to like put myself out there to talk to people.
Okay. So if you had the perfect nose, whatever that means, and not mommy belly, I don't know, a fitness model belly or something, and like were extroverted and it was easy for you to meet people, what do you think about your life would change?
I think I'd just have the confidence to put myself out there more. But I know that's silly because I should be able to do that now. And those things, like you said, aren't broken.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not silly. It's what you believe. So let's not judge it.
Yeah.
Let's not judge it. So let's just like, we're being creative. What if you got plastic surgery?
Mm-hmm. I think I would just feel like I could do more, I guess. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. But like, for example, like, so my husband's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this has come up for me more recently because like I see who he's photographing and I do mm-hmm. compare myself to them. So then that insecurity comes up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what would change is just me feeling like I can then put myself out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And by putting yourself out there, again, what do you mean? What would change in your life?
For example, like posting on social media to promote my business and promote mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you had plastic surgery and had a new nose and a flat belly, you would be able to post on social media more.
It sounds so silly.
No, we're having a judgment-free conversation. We're not judging plastic surgery. We're not judging your thoughts. We're in judgment-free zone. We're just in curiosity right now.
Okay. So, yes.
But Okay, great. So if that's what you believe it would take, then why don't you go do it?
I did start with the plastic surgery. I did do some of that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still having these feelings because I know that doesn't solve it, right?
Well, if you were completely accurate with your belief, it would. That's why I'm going down this road with you, is to show you how untrue your beliefs are and what you think will change things won't. Because according to a part of you, if I just had a perfect nose and a flat belly, or even if we just started with the nose, disguise the belly in photographs, things I'd put myself out there. Probably not. For some people, that might be the thing. For some people, maybe a nose job would fix it. But what I get from you, Lynn, is that what's deeper here is never really having the parental encouragement, validation, and approval, like missing out on a developmental milestone that makes you feel on some level almost not equipped to quote unquote put yourself out there or to actually like own your confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so much of a parent's job to reflect self-love and confidence back to their child. We're always looking to our parents for feedback about who we are. Always.
Yeah.
And you missed out on that. So you have the opportunity, like you said, to be a huge generational pattern breaker and be like, you know what? It's cute that I'm using my nose and my belly as the reason I'm not putting myself out there. That's not the reason.
Yeah.
That's not the reason.
Yep.
If I want to go and get a nose job and a tummy tuck, great. Again, no judgment. If you want to do that because that would feel good, no judgment. But we never place the expectation of something external to fix something that's internal. Could make you feel better about yourself? It could. I'm not saying it wouldn't. However, what is at the root of this is that there's a part of you that didn't get that encouragement. And so that muscle wasn't ever developed.
Okay.
Because when our autonomy and when our individuality and when our sense of identity and our sense of creativity and our sense of doing things
isn't reinforced and celebrated by our parents, not in a like make your kid entitled kind of way, but in a just really like, I see the effort you put into that. Like, I believe in you. You know, kids need that in order to like harness their own confidence. You didn't get that. So the how, from my perspective, is the reparenting of yourself. So for example, let's say you have a post or you want to post something. You give yourself the goal of posting twice a week. What's your business?
Travel advising.
Ooh, cool. Yeah. Whenever I've hired a travel agent or advisor, I've always paid attention to their nose and their stomach. I just had to inject a little humor there. So let's say you set the goal of 2 posts a week. We're just making an example. Okay. Mm-hmm. How old are your kids?
So we're a blended family and we have 5 together. Okay. So okay. 17 down to 7.
Okay. Have they ever had a school project or something they've had to do that they had resistance to?
Yes.
Okay. Did you coach them through that? Did you parent them through that?
Yes.
How?
Encouraging them. Letting them know, like, I'm here for support. I know they can do it. Yeah.
Did you talk out steps, like break the overwhelm down into tinier steps?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to do that same thing with yourself.
Okay.
I want you to almost think of yourself as 2 parts, right? The part that is parenting you and the part that is sort of this inner child part that's scared to take action. Because that was never really nourished or developed. Can you see how you've parented your kids, especially during times where they felt not confident or they felt some resistance? Can you see that you did not get that level of attention, presence, and encouragement?
Yeah.
Right. But can you also see that you know how to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So the how in this case is, instead of going, okay, I got a pep talk, I got to feel confident. Like, let's just say confidence off the table, because it's radical self-acceptance. And the other piece of confidence is actually taking the action that leads us there. Because part of radical self-acceptance is, in your words, putting ourselves out there and that being okay. So confidence comes from action as well. Mm-hmm. So know that will come. Don't wait to feel confident before you do it. And really look at, all right, I've done this with my kids. I can do it with myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to really stop. Like, anytime I think that, you know, it's because of my nose or because of this, I'm going to have a giggle about it.
I will.
Because on no review ever of any travel advisor has a nose been mentioned. Unless someone said they hit it right on the nose with their recommendations. That's the only reason a nose would ever, ever be mentioned.
Yep.
With the husband piece, and the people he photographs and ever, of course, you didn't feel praised and prized by your dad. Of course, that's going to come up. So when it does, you put your hand on your heart and you go, okay, sweetheart, of course you feel this way. This is a normal feeling. There's nothing wrong with feeling this way. That makes total sense. And I'm going to tell you right now that you're loved and you're safe. Like, I think part of where you get yourself kind of wound up is you're making things a problem that don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes up for you when I see that?
Yeah, I agree. You can see that I've been doing that.
Yeah. So the emotion that's coming up, can you tell me about that?
I think just the like feeling like I'm not enough mm-hmm. has been kind of repeated through my life. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so it's coming up right now as she said that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What in particular did I say that triggered that feeling?
Just when you talked about, like, when those feelings come, putting my hand on my heart and saying mm-hmm. those things to myself. Mm-hmm. It's just having that self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that I am safe and loved.
And enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because if any one of your kids came to you and said, Mom, what do I have to be enough? Or what do I have to do to be enough? What would you say?
Nothing. You are enough.
Right. So the amazing thing about having kids is they are huge motivators. And can really kind of like whip us out of bad thinking quickly, if we allow ourselves to go to, I am modeling everything right now. I'm communicating with them subconsciously at all times. Would I ever want any of my children to feel not enough because they didn't look as pretty as a model in a photograph?
No.
I'm sure the answer would be no. So there's no way in hell I'm going to feel that way right now, because if I feel that way, I'm teaching them to feel that way. So without shame, without judgment, without feeling guilty, we pull ourselves out and be like, not doing this.
Yeah.
Has this given you some how?
Yeah, for sure.
So what are you committed to?
Loving myself as I am. Knowing that we all have imperfections, and that's what makes us great and unique. And just being an example to my kids of that.
So what I want to just support you in is what you just said about what you're committed to. Mm-hmm. Because when you lean into those commitments, is there room for this thinking about, oh, if only I was this, if only I were that? Like, does that deserve your energetic real estate?
No.
Mm-mm. No. No. You know, and you're building a business of a travel advisor. You're planning people's vacations and trips and dreams and all of that. That's fun. And yeah. That's exciting. And that's something that you love doing. And really lean into how you're qualified to do that and why it brings you joy. Yeah. Versus, oh, if only I could change XYZ, then blah, blah, blah.
I know it sounds so silly now.
No, judgment-free zone. We can say it sounds very unuseful.
Yes.
Because unuseful is just fact. It's not a judgment.
Yeah.
Just is not useful. Like, is a hammer useful to open a carton of milk? No. Nothing wrong with a hammer. Does this help?
Definitely. Yes, very much.
And what's your company name? In case anyone has a trip coming up.
Yeah. So I'm with a host agency. They're called Travel Able, and they specialize in accessible travel. So travel for people with disabilities.
Cool. I love that. What's the name again?
Travel Able.
Oh, that's fantastic. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Travel Able people. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for the work you're doing in the world and the work you're doing inside of you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lynn, for being coachable, for bringing such a relatable topic forward. So a couple things I want to highlight from this call. Number one, the definition of confidence, radical self-acceptance, just really not needing to change anything about yourself. Obviously, we can want to learn and grow and improve. It's always my intention to be a more loving, more patient, more regulated person, but I don't need to feel insecure or judge myself in the process. Then we develop confidence by taking action in the direction of our dreams. Bold action in the direction of our dreams. And that's really what was up for Lynn. And instead of going down the road of, you know, plastic surgery isn't going to change you, it's how we feel on the inside, I don't necessarily agree with that. Like if somebody really feels like, hey, I want a nose job, more power to you. Go get one. If you really believe and feel that's going to make you feel differently about yourself and you really want to change that, go for it. No judgment. And if you sit with yourself and ask yourself, like I did with Lynn, like, is this really going to be the game changer for me? Like, do I really want it badly? Do I really want to put the money aside and go through surgery? You know, her answer was no. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's more about the come from. You know, if we're looking at something like plastic surgery to fix all our issues without doing any inner work and make the decision from a more broken place, then yeah, it's probably not the most healthy come from. But if we do our inner work and come to a place of like, this is what I feel intuitively inside is the most aligned decision for me. And I feel really good about it in my body. Like I'm doing it for me, not for anyone else. That's a different conversation. So for Lynn and for all of you, I just really encourage you, instead of kind of holding this moral high ground of like, I should be doing all the internal work, ask yourself, are there external things that you could change that you think will move the needle in your life? And if so, go for it. But look at your come from and make sure you're doing the internal work as well. And then take action in that direction. You know, the other thing with Lynn is that she really didn't have confidence developed as a child. She wasn't really given that validation, that belief in herself that she really needed from her parents. So now she's having a do-over. And so often we give our own kids what we're not giving ourselves. And so I ask Lynn and I ask all of you, especially you parents, it's time to give yourself what your parents never could give you or didn't give you. It's great that you're giving it to your kids. Speaking to the parents here, it's time to give it to yourself as well. All right, everybody, that's our show for today. Sending you so much love and many blessings. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Over It and On With It. I love hearing from you, so please post your comments or questions at christinehassler.com/podcast. That's also the place you can sign up to receive coaching from me in an upcoming episode. And if you love this show, please share it and subscribe in iTunes. You can find all my social media handles and sign up to be part of my community at christinehassler.com. Until next week, here's to getting over it and on with it. Much love and many blessings.